evening long ago, when the sun was sinking low, my true lover left to sail across the sea. It was in the month of June, when the roses were in bloom, when he took me in his arms and said to me, "You're a flower that's blooming in the wildwood, flower that's blooming there for me. Sweeter than the morning dew, yet I'll soon return to you. You're a flower that's blooming there for me." Telling me that my true love was dead. Oh, the shock and great surprise brought the teardrops to my eyes when I thought of the last words that he said. "You're a flower that's blooming in the wildwood, flower that's blooming there for me. Sweeter than the morning dew, yet I'll soon return to you. You're a flower that's blooming there for me."
Next, we're going to try to do one that's written by Hank Williams. That time, I think he was known as Luke the Drifter. Most of his spiritual songs were about Luke the Drifter. "I Saw the Light." I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrows in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrows in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is a gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrows in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
We're going to try an old song, well known from a lot of the people from the Carolinas, South Carolinas, the mountains, Blue Ridge Mountain Blues. When I was young and in my prime, I left my home in Caroline. Now all I do is sit and pine for my friends I left behind. Got the Blue Ridge Mountain Blues, and I stand right here to say, my grips are packed to travel, yes, I'm scratching gravel for that Blue Ridge far away. I'm going to stay at home with my mom. I'm going to stay at home with my pa. I'm going to hang around this cabin door. No more work or worries anymore. Got a Blue Ridge Mountain Blues, and I stand right here to say, my grips are packed to travel, yes, I'm scratching gravel for that Blue Ridge far away. Thank you a lot. We've enjoyed it. You're a good audience, and we hope and pray we'll all meet here again next year. Thank you.
How many of you are here for the first time today? Oh, my, that's wonderful, but you've missed a lot. And we don't want you to miss anything. We don't want you to miss buying a program. It's the 25th annual, and it's full of pictures of all 25 festivals, of lots of useful information in it, a great souvenir, and the PTO of White Springs Elementary School is selling them, and they need the money. That's a real good reason. Down on the old area is a new addition to the Folk Festival this year, the Folk Life area. And we have old-timey crafts and skills being demonstrated. It's exciting to know that we've had cigar rollers from, Tampa, Ybor City, a crocheting lady, a bullwhip braider, a guitar maker, a spinner and fishnet maker, a quilter, basket makers. But the most exciting, I think, is the dugout canoe maker. We had to get the cypress log for him, and he's actually chopping out a canoe. And he's an old-time Seminole, and we don't want you to miss that. And we have some workshops going on down on the old stage this morning. Let's see. We've already missed the Indian lower workshop. At 10:30, there's going to be a gospel workshop by Reverend Williams of Tallahassee and Richard Williams of Newberry, who's right up here with us now. If we're lucky, it might go a little late. Guitar for beginners, and he's wonderful. Lee Kelly, he's standing right over there with the baby on his back, and he can teach you to play beginning guitar if anybody can. And at 12:30, a rhythm bones workshop. That's while we're nooning. So you don't want to miss any of this. So buy yourself a program. We don't want them to have a single program left when the day is over. And now, by special request, I'm going to come out here and tell you one of my favorite tales. Well, sir, one time, Bud Rabbit went off to the Halloween party, and in order to get there, he had to go across the river on the ferry boat, because you know good as me that Bud Rabbit can't swim. So he went across on the ferry boat man. The ferry boat man was most polite. He took him on across, and he went on off to the frolic, and he had such a good time of bobbing for apples and pulling syrup candy and playing kissing games with the gals, clap in and clap out, that he forgot to watch the time. And pretty soon the clock struck 12, and he said, "Lord a mercy, let me get on home. My mammy's going to skin me alive for being out so late." And he went on down to the river, and lo and behold, that ferry boat man done put up the boat and gone to bed. He said, "Lord a mercy, what in the world am I going to do? I got to wake up that ferry boat man, get across this river." So he stood there, and he commenced a yoo-hoo, and he said, "Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo." And he kept on yoo-hooing till he wake up old Bull Alligator sleeping down there under the banks of the river. And old Bull Alligator, he come floating up to the top of the water, and he say, "Who that making all that noise up there?" He say, "It's me, Bull Rabbit." He say, "What you doing out so late, boy?" He say, "I been to a frolic."
"You been to a witch?"
He say, "Ain't you never been to no frolic? I been to a Halloween party."
He say, "Oh, I ain't studying no Halloween party nor no frolic."
He say, "Well, I had such a good time I forgot to watch the clock, and the clock struck 12, and I come down here to get on across the river on the ferry boat, and the ferry boat man done put it up and gone to bed, and I got to get across this river."
old alligator, he float back and forth there a little bit in the water, and he say, well, I tell you what you do. You hop on my back, and I just swallowed a gnat. He say, you just hop on my back, and I'll take you across the river. Well, now, that's a prize Burr Rabbit, because him and Burr Alligator ain't what you call bosom companions, no nothing. They ain't ever swapped no birthday presents, no Christmas presents, to been to parties together. No, sir, still no, he got to get across the river. So he scrutinized that old back, and he said, well, excuse me for saying so, Burr Alligator, but your old back is mighty tough and rough. It's got a whole lot of humps and bumps on it. And do I get on there, I'm scared I'll fall off. Cause there's so many humps and bumps. Oh, say, Burr Alligator, just fit your foots in the humps and bumps, and I'll take you on across. You won't fall off. So he hop on. But no sooner do he hop on, and he wish he could hop off, cause he see that old alligator is up to something. He say, excuse me for saying so, but alligator, maybe you's deaf, maybe you didn't understand me. I didn't say I wanted to veer off down here in the dark. I say I want to go cross this river right over there to the other side. That old alligator, he turned that head around there, and he opened up that mouth, and oh, there was more tooths in that mouth than these stars are twinkling up in the sky. And them little beady eyes as his was gleaming like two little red lights. An old alligator, he said, yeah, I heard you. He say, I've been laying to get you a long time. I know who it was, set the woods on fire, but my back made all them humps and bumps on it. It was you. I ain't gonna take you across the river. I'm gonna take you off down here, and I'm gonna goozle out your gizzard. Well, about that time, instead of boo-hooing like Burr Alligator expect him to, Burr Rabbit commenced to laugh, and he say,
No, Burr Alligator say, didn't you understand what I say? I say I'm going to goozle out your gizzard.
Well, yeah, I understood you. But if you think you're going to goozle out my gizzard, you got another thunk coming.
Well, now, how's that, say, Burr Alligator?
Well, you see, last week, I had a belly ache that hurt me something awful. And I went off to the doctor, and the doctor examined me from tip to toe, and he made a bodacious discovery. He discovered that instead of having one gizzard, I got two gizzards. And he said the only way I was going to get relieved was to take them out and put them in that hollow tree right over yonder on the other side of the river.
Well, that's all that old bumly-fumly Burr Alligator wanted to hear. He whirled around in the water, and he shot for the shore. And as soon as he was near enough, Burr Rabbit gave a mighty big leap, and his foot hit that dry ground, and lippity-clippity-lippity-clippity away he went to get that licking for being out so late at night. And for all I know, old Burr Alligator is a floundering round over there in the mushes and the slushes, looking for two gizzards, rabbit gizzards, that is, and a holler tree what ain't there.